השגה רוחנית היא
spiritual attainment
עוברת בשלבים.
It happens through stages. Stage after stage, there is concealment and revelation. Concealment and revelation. And one cannot be without the other. It's like day and night, day and night. There shall be evening and there shall be morning and there are one day. And so we have to be ready for it. We have to know not only why it happens, but also how it happens, how we can fit into that, how we can influence that. As it says, you shall have day as well as night. And that we can then connect the nights and days to literally one day. So both the night will be as day. Then we'll add more on the way.
What is revealing a portion and covering two portions in the work? We should understand this matter of revealing a portion. This means that previously a portion was covered here, and then one came and revealed a portion, but concealed two portions. Thus, now it became more concealed than before he revealed. This means that he came and made a greater concealment now than before. Would it not be better if he did not reveal the portion? We should interpret that when he comes and says, I revealed a portion and I covered two portions, he comes and tells us that there is a place of scrutiny here to examine what he revealed, since the matter should not be revealed to all, but only to those who need to know. For this reason, he had to cover two portions, so that people who have no need to know would not exert in order to understand the matters. While those who feel that they are lacking this knowledge in order to complete themselves will exert in order to reveal the matter that he concealed. By this we should interpret in matters of work, which is man's engagement in Torah and mitzvot, in order to achieve completion, and for which man was created. We should make two discernments here. One, the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is for the creatures to come to a state where they receive delight and pleasure from the Creator. Two, the correction of creation. The correction of creation is to achieve dvikut, called equivalence of form, meaning that all their actions will be only in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. Therefore, when there is some revelation and a person cannot receive it in order to bestow, he blemishes it. For this reason, everything must be in concealment until a person can receive it in order to bestow. Hence, when he says, I revealed a portion and I concealed two portions, it means that those who have no need for the matter will not exert to work and reveal, while those who do have a need, when they are told, I revealed a portion and I concealed two portions, they are willing to work until they attain the portion he revealed, since the Creator helps them. When a person gives the awakening from below, he receives help from above. It follows that he did reveal the matter to those worthy of them. Who is worthy? Those who make an effort. To them, the portion they revealed is revealed to them. That is, those who do not have the quality of the correction of creation cannot receive anything from the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. Yet this matter of revealing a portion and covering two portions applies also during the preparation for the work. In other words, it applies even in the beginning, when a person wants to begin the work, since those who have been rewarded from above are shown some illumination that shines for them. And they begin to work with great enthusiasm and power. This is so because they received a revelation from above, and they see that the most important thing in life in this world is spirituality and not corporeality. They feel confident that soon they will be rewarded with entering the king's palace and will be rewarded with dvekut with the Creator and the flavors and secrets of the Torah. A person feels all this by the revelation of the portion that has been revealed to him from above. However, after some time, when it is seen above that the person has begun the work of bestowal, in order for him to grow on his own toward nearing the Creator, and also to feel what it is like to be remote from Kedusha, so he will discern the advantage of the light from within the darkness. Subsequently, a person comes into a state of covering two portions. One cannot understand why at first, when he did not know what the work of bestowal was like, spirituality illuminated for him as a revelation. And in his mind, he understood that after this revelation, he should advance and go forward. But in the end, he sees that now he is worse than before he began the work of bestowal. A person cannot provide answers to these states. But the answer is that in order for him to begin to work, He had to be given from above the revelation to give him the strength to emerge from the state he was in before he began the work. This is called an awakening from above. But afterward, this revelation was taken from him so that now he would be able to give the awakening from below. Greatness of the
Mochin.
Similarly, here we should interpret that when a person begins the work, he is shown a portion. Namely, he is shown from above some illumination, and that illumination gives him the power to serve the Creator. He begins to feel that this is the goal for which man was created in this world. And that feeling comes to him as a revelation from above in order to give him momentum for the holy work. Therefore, afterward, when a person sees that he is not advancing but regressing, and now he is even far from the state he was in before he revealed to him a portion of the holy work, that person thinks that it is because he was thrown out from the work. Therefore, a person must know that such is the work. That in order to admit a person into the work, there is such a correction called awakening from above, which is given to a person who is capable of entering the holy work. Meaning that afterward, he will be able to work by an awakening from below. Since a person obtains the real vessels specifically through the awakening from below. This is why afterward he loses the light of confidence he had in the beginning of his work. Accordingly, we should discern concerning the words revealing a portion and covering two portions. One, in the beginning of his work, he is in a state of still of Kedusha, meaning he only acts and does not contemplate the thought. Two, he is shown a portion from above. At that time, he begins to feel that there is a new world. Meaning that he feels that if he makes an effort, he will be rewarded with entering the king's palace and will be granted attainment of godliness. At that time, he will see that his confidence is so strong that he will achieve real wholeness. When he looks at other people, how they engage in Torah and Mitzvot in the still manner, he says about them that they are acting as beasts, doing without reason, and that they have no feeling of what is within the Torah and Mitzvot. All this is built in him on the basis that he was rewarded with revealing a portion. Three, afterward, meaning after the work, when he begins to advance in the intention through the power of the awakening from above, he comes to a state of covering two portions. That is, he falls into a descent. This is on purpose, so that now he will give the awakening from below. Since specifically from this work, he receives vessels for the light. In other words, it is impossible to discern any flavors in the light before we taste the taste of darkness. As it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. This means that although anyone can tell between light and darkness, to enjoy the light as it is possible to enjoy, this is impossible. We are awarded this through the lack called vessels and a need. This is why we need an awakening from below. For specifically by our work in Torah and Mitzvot, we obtain those vessels called the need for the light of Torah. Therefore, a person must be careful not to be alarmed by the descents he suffers, since from this he learns how to appreciate the importance of nearing the Creator, as in the advantage of the light from within the darkness. It follows that the meaning of revealing a portion and covering two portions in the work is that we must make three discernments in the work until we achieve dvikut with the Creator. One, when he is in a state of still of Kedusha, working only in action. This is called one line. Two, when he is shown one portion, meaning he is shown from above as surrounding light what there is to attain in godliness. By this he gains confidence that he will achieve great attainments and understand that this is worth living for. And his life will not be like those of the rest of the people who are living aimlessly. Three, afterward, he comes to the third state, which is a descent. This is when he is required to show an awakening from below. That state is called covering two portions. In other words, not only has the state of revelation been concealed from him, but now even the still state has been concealed from him. And it is difficult for him to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, even in actions without the intention. It follows that now he has two covers. One, the state of revealing the portion. Two, the state of the still, when he engaged in Torah and Mitzvot with enthusiasm, that state has also disappeared from him. Why is all of this? Why is there a need for it to be more covered now than even in the first state called still of Kedusha? The answer is that it is so that now he will not be content with less and will remain in a state of still. It follows that the whole revelation of the portion was for nothing, meaning he did not do any action of nearing the Creator. But now, that he cannot do anything unless by coercion, so he must think and find ways to be able to do the holy work once more. For this reason, now he must be twice as covered. However, a person must be careful not to look down on the forced work. Although during the coercion, the body finds no taste in this work. We can learn about the importance of work in coercion. We therefore see that actions work on the body in corporeality, even when we do them out of fear, meaning compulsively. We should learn from this and believe that so it is in the work as well, meaning even by coercion. This means that even when a person does not find any flavor in Torah and prayer, he should do this by coercion, because the act does its thing. As in the corporeal act, when he acts compulsively, it works, whether for better or for worse, even when he works out of coercion. So it is in the work. Even though he observes Torah and mitzvot by coercion, it works within a person. However, there is certainly a difference in the work, whether he does it from love or from fear. Yet we should know that even in work he does out of love, there is a difference between working from love and saying, the Creator needs me to observe Torah and mitzvot, but I have no need that I can say that I am observing the Torah and mitzvot for myself. He says that he does not see for what purpose he must observe them. Since he says, what will it give me if I observe Torah and mitzvot? However, a person believes in the reward he will receive from this, for this. And this is why he observes Torah and mitzvot. This follows the rule that one who needs to be given something for his needs should pay. Therefore, he works from love, because the Creator will certainly pay him for his work. But if a person observes Torah and mitzvot because the Torah and mitzvot will correct him, meaning He feels that he needs correction. This is as our sages said. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that one should observe Torah and mitzvot for oneself. He certainly cannot ask the Creator to pay him for observing Torah and mitzvot, since he is not observing Torah and mitzvot in order to benefit the Creator. Since the Creator does not need the lower ones to observe Torah and mitzvot for the Creator. Rather, this is for the sake of man. It follows that he is working out of love. For by this, he will be a complete person, a corrected person. In that case, it cannot be said that the Creator should reward him for his work of observing Torah and mitzvot. It follows that his observing Torah and mitzvot out of love is not because he will later be rewarded. Rather, he thanks and praises the Creator for giving him a cure to correct the body. As in corporeality, one who gives someone a cure, the recipient of the medicine pays the doctor. And the doctor does not pay the patient for taking the medicine. However, we should ask, what evil is there in man that should be corrected by observing Torah and mitzvot? Meaning that without Torah and mitzvot, he will remain with his evil and will suffer. Home. The answer is the will to receive with which man was created. This desire cares for its own benefit and has no feeling or perception of the benefit of others. A person can understand working for the sake of others only when the will to receive for his own sake gains from this. This is called bestowing in order to receive. A person can only believe that there is such a thing as working for the sake of others. But we should ask, why indeed should one work for the sake of others? To this comes the answer, that there is the matter of the purpose of creation and the correction of creation. The purpose of creation is that his desire is to do good to his creations, meaning for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure. Hence, the general name of the Creator is the good who does good. However, there was a correction, so there would be no shame while receiving that good that a person must receive in order to bestow. And since man was created with a nature of reception and not with a nature of bestowal, he must correct himself so as to be able to work in order to bestow. Before he has this desire, he is left bare and destitute due to the disparity of form between the Creator and the created beings. This is called evil, meaning the will to receive for himself. If he does not correct it to work in order to bestow, he will remain in the dark. For this reason, a person must observe Torah and mitzvot in order to correct his evil and acquire a second nature, which is in order to bestow. It follows that a person observes Torah and mitzvot for his own sake. That is, by observing Torah and mitzvot, which is the spice, he will achieve the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations. By this, man will be rewarded with peace at home. Home is man's heart, as it is written in the Zohar, which says, a handsome abode is his heart. Man's heart is not at peace with the Creator, since he has complaints to the Creator that he is not satisfying all his wishes. But the reason is disparity of form. Therefore, when a person corrects himself to work in order to bestow, he receives the delight and pleasure from the Creator, and then peace is made, and this is called peace at home. I wrote many questions here, so stop me when you feel. First of all, he starts from the beginning of the work. He says, number one is still of Kedusha. When a person starts to work in still of Kedusha, what is still for Kedusha in the work for us?
Sacred still is
Mikayim,
that a person carries out what he was taught, the commandments of the Creator.
That's why I'm asking, it confused me, because I wasn't taught how to observe the commandments of the Creator. I was just disclosed a portion, some desire and awakening, and from here my spiritual path begins. It seems like most of us are like that here. So what is one not relevant to us?
It's a little different.
He simply repeats it all the time, because even after you cover two portions, then again he needs himself to start from the work of the still without.
No,
continue.
Okay, I'll continue to my second question. What is the awakening from below that needs to be given after the Creator takes the awakening away? After he seemingly covers two portions, there's this awakening from below work that needs to be done. What is that in our work?
That by the study and by connection with the friends, one receives from the environment an awakening.
Can we say, for the sake of the matter, that that's the our still of Kedusha? This framework, seemingly, of coming to this study and to put oneself there?
Okay. That too.
But even regardless of the framework, the way he was taught, that's what he continues to do.
Okay, why in the work does it seem like the descents, the covering of the two portions in time, they seem to be much longer? Like a person receives this little illumination for a certain period of time, and then it's taken away from him for a very long period of time.
That's how it seems to the person, but it doesn't have to be that amount of time.
I think he also writes about that, and there's nothing else besides him in Shamati, that the descents are much longer than the ascents. Why is it like that? What's the purpose?
So that a person will hate the descents.
If he were to hate the descents, that's a question. That's good. The thing is, why is he in a descent? Because he doesn't feel that thing. It's not felt. That's exactly the point. It's not felt as bad. It's like he's disconnected from spirituality. He feels disconnected from spirituality, but he flows with it. He goes with the flow.
This is a matter of accumulation of feelings and states.
Yesterday, I don't know if you remember, but Mushi asked about a friend. There's a certain friend that seemingly is coming to the convention for the friends. It's like he lost hope that something will happen. He's in some covering two portions, as far as I understand, and he's coming. But for years, I mean, why does the Creator do that? Why does he give a person that that hopelessness? What is that for?
That's how a person thinks. If it was true, if it was truly out of hope, then he wouldn't come.
Okay, last question. This work in coercion that we're reading about, that a person needs to coerce himself until he receives another awakening, how to not disregard it? He says that you have to be cautious not to disregard the work in coercion. And the will to receive naturally disregards coercive work.
Yes.
How can we be cautious of disparaging such work?
You have an environment, the study, lessons, teacher, and so forth. In short, all you need to strengthen.
How to not disregard it?
Not disregard it is, again, by strengthening with the environment. You have nothing out of yourself, but on the outside, the Creator arranged the whole world for you. So both from the world, you feel pressures and unpleasantness, and also from your small environment, you ask for awakening, strengthening. You have means to advance. I didn't understand.
Now, every friend in the 10 knows that he has to perform certain deeds.
Yes.
Due to what reason he engaged in this stage of ours, from what do I need to do this deed?
He wants to do an action out of his own strength. As much as he sees that he can't, then he prays and asks the Creator for strength. The Creator brings him all kinds of means for it, to incorporate with the group, to pray, to study, and so forth. And then ultimately, he comes to a state where, yes, he has some force to make actions in order to bestow. That too is not exactly in order to bestow, but that's how it happens.
What is to somewhat bestow? Right now I'm doing actions in the 10, and it's already called with the direction of bestow.
That you truly want through your work to achieve an action of bestowal, even though you don't know exactly what it is. But you're
one or the other. One of the two.
What are the two concealments, if you can say?
It's not two concealments. There's a revelation on one hand and a concealment on the other hand. And through these two, through these two bestowals, these two influences, a person advances. That's why it's called left rejects and right adducts.
So what is the meaning here of covering two portions?
Revelation of a portion and the covering of two portions. Covering the two portions, meaning that that same revelation like it was, needs to be covered. And then he seemingly returns to the previous place. But it's not enough. He's being given even more of a descent, where he will have the ability to advance more forward.
Thank you.
Yes, Malik.
You answered, Yaakov, that in the group, in the 10, we always have to worry about spiritual ascent between us. Well, what is spiritual ascent in the 10?
Where spirituality will be respectable for us, will be attractive to us.
Each one interprets it differently.
That's not what's important. Altogether, what we attain between us and the connection in the ten.
How to make it so to feel each friend in the ten and really care about his feeling of spirituality and not the my ascent in spirituality.
I didn't understand.
Each one has a different impression of what's the ascent. My impression is so-and-so, and another friend has a different impression. How do I feel what really he needs?
I can't really feel what he feels, truly, but each one of us externally influences the other.
So what is external? What is it?
Externally is where I'm eating something and I am enthusiastic about it, impressed from the flavor. And then you look at me and you're also impressed. You also then want to taste the same thing.
So if
I see that a friend is not impressed by this or that externality, and I do look for a way to bestow in a good way to him, how do I do it correctly?
Sorry, again.
I'm saying that each one interprets ascent differently and also externality differently. So if we have to influence each other and make sure we elevate each other, how do you find what elevates the friend? How do I see what inspires him?
I don't need to know that because his impression is his impression. I can't reach that same vessel exactly. That's why the main thing is that I'm impressed from the spirituality that he's probably attaining. And I too want to attain spirituality of my own.
In the state of awakening from below, when we go through descents, you first answered Gershon that he said the state looks long. You said it only looks that way in our eyes. The question is whether the amount of time depends on the quality with which you go through these states. If you go through it joyfully, can it speed it up, or you just have to go through these times?
We need to go through it all.
So he writes here, because by this a person learns how to appreciate the importance of getting closer to the Creator as the light excels from darkness.
Yes.
So is there a meaning to a person's attitude to the descents in his advancement?
Of course there is. It's going on him. It's passing on him.
He can go through it anyway. The question is if there's a meaning to the attitude to it. If I go through a descent now, I feel it as bad. I want it to go away, but...
It depends on how you relate to the ascents and descents, how you appreciate them, how you connect them together, because as this coming out of that, etc.
So this attitude, if I appreciate it and if I see it as something that helps me advance, does that speed up the process?
Every effort hastens the process. Every effort hastens the advancement.
And the right attitude, the purposeful attitude to the descent depends on the 10, what happens in the 10?
Yes, but in truth, a person advances more from the descent than he does from the ascents.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes.
במאמר קראנו על מעשה ועל מחשבה. אז השאלה שלי...
We read about action and thought, so what's more important, action or thought?
אם מחשבה היא מחוברת...
If the thought is connected with the action, then certainly there's nothing greater than that. If there is one thought and a part of that there's one action, or I don't know how.
How could it be that the thought is disconnected from the action? The question is, what's more important?
The greater importance is in the action, because the thought alone is like spirit. It's a wind. And the action includes within it the spirit, the thought, the exertion, the action.
So what's the best way to influence a thought?
The best way to influence a thought is by the action. Yes.
How could
it be? It says the end of the action is in the initial thought. That it's exactly opposite. Meaning I think about something and then I do it. Meaning the best way to work on the thought.
The best way to work on the thought is to connect to the ten. And to go together with them.
Questions from the internet. Mac 4. It's very hard to return to a state of double concealment. It's as if all the doors are closed. What efforts do we need to apply in order to reach renewed connection with the Creator, as in the revelation?
Only through the society. Society always brings you to a certain central point. And then you can get back to work again.
Belarus. How can we make the body work without flavor for the Creator without receiving reward?
There's no such thing as without receiving a reward. There's no such thing. A person cannot work without a reward. The question is, what is a reward for him? We're in a world where every movement requires power, motivation, energy. And so without a reward, without an investment, without payment, you can't work. The question is, how are you getting paid? What is your reward? What are we receiving? Under which conditions are we going to seemingly work without reward? We receive a reward, but differently. You also see in our world, there are people who work for money, and there are people who work for fame or honor, and those who invest their lives for, for appreciation, and they want nothing else from society. So there's all kinds. Same here. We're not saying that we're not receiving any reward. That we leave our connection. Rather, we exchange one for another. One kind for another.
It's written in the article about coercion, not to disregard coercion. So what reward do we imagine when we're doing that work?
Work in coercion? We want to be rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
Women PT-10. In the article it's written, if connection is an inner action in the heart, so how do we coerce the heart? How do we work on coercion in connection in the 10?
We constantly need to be in the connection between us. And the connection between us will constantly change. Grip, its power, its purpose. Everything is done in connection. We need to constantly look at the connection, and only that. Hence, in the connection, we ascribe the power of connection, and the purpose of connection. And that's how we advance.
Friend from Rehovot gave an example that a friend is in revelation and he is in concealment. How can we make it so that it is a common vessel where what is important to me is where the friend is? If he's in revelation, so I want to be together with him. If he's in concealment, then I'm together with him. Not what I feel, but that my reward would be where the friend is, in progress with him.
Can you want to annul before him?
Yes, to forget myself
completely.
Yes,
and
how can I bring myself to such a state where I will measure myself only according to,
by adhering to him? So you need to pray. Try. First of all, what do you need it for? I don't know. Each one has life of his own, a soul of his own, a goal of his own, a creator of his own.
No.
The goal is to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. I can only do that with my adhesion to the friend,
with the friends,
in the tent. And something personal for myself won't come out of that.
Why not come out of it? It's exactly what's coming out of it is the adhesion in the friends and adhesion in the Creator.
אז בעצם
So, in order to come closer to the root of my soul, I need to do that through adhesion with a friend. Yes? And the friends, you have a 10, right? You need to get incorporated with them and together with them, because they want the same goal. Together with them, to demand the Creator to help you, on the one hand, be together, on the other hand, for the Creator to be revealed in you in such a way that you'll be able to cleave to Him.
And
then I will feel the state as a common state.
Yes.
And the revelation would be common.
The revelation is going to be common. The state is going to be common, yes.
I had
a similar question. According to the article, it seems as if the Creator relates to us like an educator. He gives us an example of something good, and then he conceals himself, and then he says, go and do your homework. Go and do your homework, and then you'll come to that same example, and then I'll give you another higher example.
Okay, let's see.
No, we'll say it that way, simply. The revelation. So now we do this work together. Now he's not saying, don't do each and every one individually go and do your homework, but all of you together do that homework. So here there is the individual work of each and every one. And there is also the group work together, where we help each other. But it's in... We cannot speak about the individual state.
Because you are truly very different in that.
Yes.
It's like ten sfiot. Each one is different than its neighbor.
So on one hand, we have the same work for each one. He's educating us and giving us an example.
Yes, each one is working according to his nature.
So how do we help each other do that work?
Example.
You cannot show that example. The true thing you cannot show.
I'm trying to show the friend an example, yes. I'm trying to hold him, embrace him, and together with him, rise higher.
The advice that you got us, that you gave us on how to deal with the states, of how to always yearn with the, yearn for the ten or for the Creator, or there's this matter of action that can change our thoughts. So I want to ask in relation to that concealing a portion here. When sometimes we get the descent in a very directed, specific way, specifically in relation to connection to the ten, meaning in practice I can come and I can coerce myself to do it, I come and perform a certain duty here and there, but that state of needing to connect to the friends in the ten, sometimes I have such the sense that you just are incapable of doing that. That in the mind you understand that you need to do, but in the heart you just cannot have the forces to do it, and you can be just sunken in this state of a descent for a long time, and it's impossible to understand how to get out of that. What can we do?
An action, meaning I'm incorporating myself in the ten in a certain action, and I'm only thinking about the action and how inside the action to gradually develop an intention.
Physical action?
Physical.
Like what the friends do, the lesson, meals, Zooms, yes, etc.
Yes, correct.
That can bring a person out of the descent.
If there's no other choice, then yes, such action is like a donkey. If you make yourself do that, helps.
Bokertov,
Morning. We learned that there is a state of the concealing a portion, a person has a desire, and, sorry, revealing a portion, whether a friend has the desire to come to the lessons, to the group, etc. And also the concealing a portion where a person feels like he has nothing. And he has to continue. And we read that he needs to be cautious. Now, that matter of caution, can a person do it in concealment? Can a person act as if he's in revelation and in this enthusiasm? Because it's very much connected to what the friend just asked.
To behave in concealment and revelation, so it will be the same action, that's already a great correction. So, great correction. You need to be on a spiritual level for that.
Okay, אז בעצם להמשיך כמו פשוט להמשיך לסגור עיניים ולהמשיך.
So simply to continue to close your eyes and to continue whatever you can do. In that concealment.
Yeah.
And how can you in any case try to be in this enthusiasm and try to initiate from yourself the ascent somewhat together with the friends?
It depends on the extent to which you're appreciating, valuing the action you're about to do.
Where do we get that appreciation from? If a person internally feels nothing, as if he's empty, where does he get that appreciation for the friends?
It's
hard with the friends sometimes, that when a person feels nothing, so...
So you can't just grasp a state that's in the middle of the way. You have to, that's half cooked. You have to build it. You're in a society, and the society behaves a certain way, and it's doing certain things, and it has certain values. You have to be one of the society. If you want to change your state by the society states.
One of the society means to be active, to initiate things, to give them enthusiasm, and not just to flow in the society?
No, also to initiate, but together with them, you are as an active element.
There's an ascent, and then a person gets a descent, and then he turns to the ascent again, and he keeps repeating that. We see that all the... How can we, or how can I, in the descent, make that exit more qualitative? Because that's where the reward is, that action of being below and exerting to go above. What makes that action better, more qualitative, more advanced?
You're connecting to the group, to the friends, and together you wish to do their activity. You care about them, you annul yourself, that you pray in their place, and using these forces of rejection.
What I understand is correct to do that we need to want, because it's written in the article, as I understood, that we always need to be in a state of not in a descent, but in an ascent. So how do I, can I be neutral in that I am concerned for the friend and I don't push him from my own desire, as I understand, to a state of an ascent where maybe he needs to be in a descent?
You don't have to worry about that. You have to show everyone a good example.
That's exactly my question. A good example is a friend who prays for the friends and he wishes to reach as a connection together of all friends as one man with one heart. So my question is, we don't know what is the deficiency of each and every friend.
You can't see. You can't, no, even the friend doesn't know.
Exactly. So what am I praying on?
You're praying that all the friends will connect and reach the Creator together.
Each one,
this is not important to me. The
question is, what is the common denominator of the connection?
The Creator.
Okay.
And the Creator is the revelation of the portion that each one received, and it's completely different one from another, each one according to what he needed to receive.
Yes.
So that revelation of a portion, when there is a double concealment, what is common, what is mutual in our work, in our exertion?
But each one, in his place right now, wants to take a step forward in his direction, in his own way, and in his own style. But in general, it turns out that we're doing one kind of work because we receive the power and the direction from one source, the Creator.
Meaning that yearning and the desire to reach adhesion. I need that upon everything that exists. That's what I need to bring.
So the Creator brings it.
No, but that's what I need to show the friend.
Help him see it, yes.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут вот написано про работу в принуждении, о том, что,
конечно... Working coercively. That out of, there's a matter of working out of love and also working out of coercion. We in the 10 try to work out of love. We try not to force anything on anyone. Sometimes a friend doesn't come to the lesson. And you try one way or another out of love and you ask, how can you help him? And nothing helps. And on the other hand, is it possible to force him in some way? Can you work out of coercion towards him in any way?
In principle, yes.
How?
The Creator arranged it, arranged all of reality in such a way that we're able to work both as a donkey with a stick. We can also work by teaching ourselves, convincing ourselves, and working